Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History 2. My name is Florence Katz, and our respondent is Ann Brown Littman. This is November 5th, 1982. We are going to continue.
This is our second.
Yeah, we are going to continue on tape 2, side 1, with more of your life, Ann. I would like to know a little bit now about your husband. I know that he was very active in his pharmaceutical life, and you can possibly tell us some very relevant highlights of his activities, other than just practicing pharmacy. Go ahead.
My husband had been president of the American Pharmaceutical Association, Pittsburgh branch, president of Allegheny County Pharmaceutical Association, president of the Galen Society, president of the University School of Pharmacy Alumni Association, and member of the University of Pittsburgh Alumni Council. In 1957, he was named as the Galen Man of the Year.
Was he a founder of that group, and or had it been in existence when he came into it?
He was a charter member.
A charter member.
A charter member, but he didn't serve as president until,
later on.
Later on. Yeah, I don't remember the exact date. Yeah. I know he was president of this Allegheny County Pharmaceutical Society in 1951.
The Allegheny Pharmaceutical.
Yes, in 1951, and before that, and then served as 6 years up to the last day of his life. He served and had a beautiful affair, a Hanukkah affair, at the Park Shenley.
Was this for Galen?
For Galen.
All right, you have here before us a piece of lovely piece of paper which describes the award that was given, the honor that was given your husband as Galen Man of the Year. Perhaps you'd like to read the first paragraph out of that, just to let our the listener understand exactly how they felt about your husband.
Abraham Littman, our Galen Man of the Year for 1957, typifies everything for which the Galen Pharmaceutical Society stands. Over the years, we looked to Abe for counsel and guidance, and when a job was to be done, Abe did it.
Well, obviously, he was a very well thought of man among his colleagues.
This should be.
Does that describe it?
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead.
The members of Galen were proud to present this award for Abe for his honesty, reliability, charity, and sincerity. They were proud of his adherence to the highest ethical standards in the practice of his profession. And so they honored him by making him the Galen Man of the Year.
How wonderful.
Very lovely.
That's quite an attribute.
Well, I know that you have had many, many activities in your life, and I'd like to start by, I don't know whether to do this numerically, I mean chronologically,
it is,
or you have done it from the first activity you participated in.
I took the highlights, really.
The highlights? Oh, of course. You can't possibly cover everything you did. All right, suppose you start. What is your community involvement?
My interest in Pittsburgh City Council of Parent Teachers Associations began when our sons, James, then Thomas, entered school. As a former teacher and then a parent, I was impressed by the objects of the Parent Teacher Association, which are briefly to develop between educators and the general public such united efforts as will secure for every child the greatest advantages in physical, mental, social, and spiritual education, and to bring into closer relation the home and the school so that parents and teachers may cooperate efficiently in the training of children. Since they knew that I had carefully read the publications of the Parent Teacher Association, I was elected publications chairman in 1936 and served for 7 years.
elected what in 1936?
The publications chairman.
Go ahead.
In 1942, I was asked to serve as second vice president.
You see where you start now? In 1932, you were asked to serve as...
No, 1942.
Right.
I was asked to serve as second vice president.
That's in the PTA.
Mm-hmm. In the Pittsburgh Council of Parent Teacher Associations.
And you served for how long, Mrs. Litton?
Let me go on from here.
Sure.
You don't want that, because I try to go in rotation and not put too much time
okay.
on it.
Sure. So okay. Go right ahead.
I just mentioned that on pass on.
Okay.
Yeah.
The following year, I served as first vice president.
Mm-hmm.
And then for 2 years as president, 1944 to 1946.
Yeah, that's great. That's what we want.
During my administration, I visited our 50 local units and was invited either to install the new officers or to talk on a subject of special interest to their groups.
Keep going.
In 1946, I was co-chairman of the Pennsylvania State Convention, which was held here in Pittsburgh at the Hilton Hotel. I served as chairman of the President's Committee, then program chairman, also member of the Scholarship Committee, which selected students for aid awards, scholarship aid awards. Since I had completed the standard course in nutrition given under the auspices of the American National Red Cross 1943, I was requested to, due to a shortage of help, to give time often at Taylor Alderdice High School over the noon hour for 2 hours of services.
And give time doing what?
Serving.
Serve lunches?
Serving lunches in the Taylor Alderdice cafeteria, because they were short of help at that particular time.
And why they chose you, because you took a nutrition course, doesn't
well,
make sense.
Well, we worked with the...
All the women could help.
We all did.
Yeah.
But those of us in the class were tacked first, where they knew they could go and get help.
See.
Those who were active in the PTA, let me say.
So you did everything.
Including
from set the standards and the laws and the legislation to serve the children their hot lunches.
Yes. This is unbelievable. I couldn't believe it myself when I
go on. It's a fascinating tale.
A lot of things during the war.
Yes. I knitted too. I knitted for the soldiers. I didn't put that here.
All the bandages, everything. Go ahead.
All that. Yes. Now let's see. Where were we? I tried to go quickly, rapidly, from one thing to another, if you'll notice, as I progress along.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't stay long on any one subject.
And after the war years? Did you go right ahead, right through on after the war years?
I go right on. Now, let's see. Here. Wait a minute. Here, Alderdice of the noon hours for 2 hours of service. 150 hours served, by the way. You don't have to put that in. Don't bother. I don't even have it written. I was appointed to serve 1944 on the committee to prepare plans for the observance of Education Week, November the 5th to 11th inclusive, by the Pittsburgh Public School Department of Curriculum Study. I received a gracious letter of thanks from George V. Denny, Jr.
Who was he?
President of America's Town Meeting of the Air, for helping them to originate a program from our city. Oh, I have a beautiful letter from him. And then he invited me to come to New York whenever I could, that he would give me tickets for the show in New York City. That's not here, but I'm just telling you that.
That's kind of neat. Did you enjoy the show?
It was marvelous.
That's great.
Thanks came to me for help in endorsing the Foster Home for Children campaign held during the month of May 1945. You see, I mm-hmm. hurry on from one thing to the other.
Sure.
Thanks came to me for help in endorsing Foster Homes for Children campaign held during the month of May 1945 under the sponsorship of the Federation of Social Agencies. They expressed thanks to me for their significant achievement. I served as a member of the Red Cross Committee of Pittsburgh Chapter and also the Junior Executive Committee, chairwoman of the Red Cross Campaign Zone C, 1950. Dr. Hedwig Pregler, principal of Colfax School, served as my co-chairman. Our son Jim mapped out the entire district, which was very helpful to the many volunteer workers.
What did you do? You just organized the volunteers and what they were supposed to handle.
Yes, and mm-hmm. our son Jim mapped out, he's an engineer mathematician, he mapped out the entire city. This was quite a project, which was most helpful to the volunteers. We handed each person, Dr. Pregler and I, had the committee meet in her office, mm-hmm. and to each one we handed their district that they were to contact.
Mm-hmm.
And then see, rush down to the next thing. I spent little time on each one of these because there were too many. Participated in the organization of station WQED, educational television station. Served.
Go ahead, read it. It has to be audible. I said, go ahead, read it.
Yes,
it's
all right.
Were checking.
It's okay.
No, no.
You're right ahead.
No. Just go ahead and read because you're being recorded.
Very good. Served as radio and television chairman for Pennsylvania Congress of Parents of Teachers Associations, 1954. Served on the School Health Advisory Council Board, 1950. Served on the Executive Committee of Women's Division of WQED Campaign, 1955. Presented a class in publications at Allegheny County Council of Parent Teacher Association, School of Instruction, 1953. My services extended to General Health Council of Allegheny County, School Health Advisory Council of the Board of Public Education, the Community Chest of Allegheny County. I was a charter member of the Women's Educational Committee, a charter member of the Women's Association of the Pittsburgh Symphony Society, March 5th, 1946.
And all this while you were helpmate to your husband and mother to your children and raising a family and mm-hmm. teaching and doing all these good things in the community.
Well, she wasn't teaching at that time.
Were you teaching? You weren't active in teaching at that point.
No.
That was afterward.
I had my diploma, my permanent diploma. I think I mentioned that.
Did you ever substitute?
Never. But my teaching, may I say about the teaching?
Yes.
When I became a member of council, I had to go to all the local units and teach publications.
Well, that's
that
the
was
thing.
Part of my
when you say council, you're speaking parent teachers.
Pittsburgh parent teachers.
Pittsburgh Council of Parents Teachers.
See, I try to put it on top the information on top of the paper.
When you say council, after all, council of Jewish women
right
doing
there.
This, and that's
but
why
see,
I want to make it clear.
I used my stationery to make it.
Sure.
That
sure.
These things that I'm telling you are connected with Pittsburgh. Then here I go to School Children's Health Fund.
I see.
You see, this is another category.
Of the parent teachers.
This is my life because I served as president of the Pittsburgh Council, this School Children's Health Fund, for 15 years.
I see.
12 years as the benefit chairman.
Yeah.
12 years to to obtain funds for the school children's health fund.
Yeah.
Then was made president and served 15 years, the only Jewish woman ever to serve on this committee.
Wow. Serve on what committee? Only Jewish woman?
The only Jewish woman ever to serve
as president
of the school children's health fund. See,
very
this,
good.
This coordinates. You should have first served the benefit, the annual benefit held by. See, this goes with the PTA.
Obviously.
With the Pittsburgh Council. I served as chairman for 12 years to obtain funds
for the children,
mm-hmm.
for the school children's health fund. Then I guess my reward was
becoming president.
To become president and kept in that office for 15 years. This is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Read it. But
sure.
It's true.
Go ahead. You just go ahead.
As chairman of Pittsburgh, pardon?
I say, don't worry about her.
I'm not even watching.
Okay.
As chairman of Pittsburgh Council's annual benefits, see, I mention it here, because that coordinates, for the School Children's Health Fund, I served from 1947 to 1957 an additional 2 years as co-chairman, in other words, 12 years,
mm-hmm.
as chairman of the annual benefit. I planned the programs and brought these wonderful people, the Tamberitzen and the universities, the University of Pittsburgh, Duquesne University Music Department.
Mm-hmm.
These people all came, Chatham College presented programs.
Where did they present them?
The programs were presented at Carnegie Music Hall.
And who attended?
This was fundraising, and we raised. Well, I don't have the figures here,
but
I didn't bring them.
Mm-hmm.
In one tabulation, the School Children's Health Fund had presented to us something like we had $35,000 or $36,000
mm-hmm.
to present to the School Children's Health Fund. And then I think I did tell you about that. If not, at a meeting where we were with Dr. Smith, who found this School Children's Health Fund, we were talking about a patron fund. And of course, the patron fund, I invited Maxine Aaron,
mm-hmm.
and she kindly accepted to be the first patron chairman of our School Children's Health Fund.
So you did a lot of money raising to support that particular activity in the community.
Tremendous. This one man.
I would say that in itself is an accolade.
Al Abrams of the Dapper Dan Club sent to us, and with a letter, I'm happy to send you, $1,000 for 32 years, $32,000.
No, every year $1,000.
$1,000 from the Dapper Dan.
From the Variety Club.
And he would, in his letter.
Oh, that isn't Variety Club.
Dapper Dan is a separate one. That's right.
I'm confusing the two.
No,
yeah.
That's right.
This is Dapper Dan Club. And
their contribution was $1,000 for 32
years.
For 32 years,
$32,000. I have the paper with me,
We believe it.
And more than, need I tell you, more than 10,000 children were aided due to this.
When you say aided, other than lunches, what other things did you...
Not lunches.
No, nutrition in this
no,
at
when
all.
I'm talking about the School Children's Health Fund, this
what
is
did they
different.
Do? Can you just
well,
give us
yes,
a brief
I
resume?
I give you that here.
Fine.
Let
go
me
ahead
go
and
on
read
here
it,
and
I'd like to know
we'll
what
see.
Their operation
here.
Was.
Let me read here, because, as I say, I gave a little summary. And see, I know I... See, I've been talking about...
Go ahead.
I'll read this. I think this will give it to you in summary and more concisely.
That's what we want.
That's the reason why I did
sure.
this. It took
sure.
a lot of time, but I thought it would be helpful.
You're
to
very
you.
Organized.
I would save you a lot of time
absolutely.
By doing this. This project was most important to me because we were anxious to obtain sufficient funds to enable us to furnish needy operations, dental, medical and audio care for children whose parents were in financial difficulty, yet not eligible for aid from welfare agencies. Doctors, dentists, opticians, and hospitals have given their services at a minimum fee, thus making it possible for us to give necessary care to many more children.
In other words, you ran a little clinic.
I'll tell you what it was.
Individual health.
No, here, let me explain it, dear. Mm-hmm. The examinations, you see, the beauty of this whole work that I have done was the great friendship that I had from the superintendents of the school and from the medical directors of the Department of Health Service and the Board of Education. The children were examined annually, as you remember,
mm-hmm.
and they would suggest, where is that paper there that you had? You showed me it. No, not this. The one you had. You said it's mine.
Oh, is this it?
No, not this. The one you had. This was my picture on it. Here you have a picture. This told us of the needs of the children, were the needs that were prevalent.
Oh, yes.
Tonsillectomy, adenoma,
hernia, dental, nose and throat, yes.
See, I didn't go into that.
That was from the school board examination.
The school board, the doctors, with whom I worked very closely and became great friends because they served as advisors.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, I have to tell that after a while, I figured they did so much for the health fund. I was asked as president to present to these people, and I have their names, honorary membership awards in the School Children's Health Fund,
mm-hmm.
and I have one of them. One was handed to me, too. I served it to these people who had
uh-huh.
cooperated with us so beautifully.
So you were pretty totally responsible for this kind of effort that took place through your many contacts with professional people and people in the medical profession as well as people in the educational field.
Particularly with the superintendents of the school. See, we had all our meetings at the Board of Education. They were so interested and so devoted to our work.
And what about the doctors that examined these children?
The point is that were you able, through your husband's associations, to run into professional people whom you then put upon and said, now look, we need your services, and could you come in and join us? And they joined in, gathered into this thing. In other words, were you at the core of it?
Well, I...
Let her read what she has written here.
Let me read what's written here. I think you'll get the answers, because it's repetition then. I answer you, and then I repeat. Doctors, dentists, opticians, and hospitals have given their service at a minimum fee, thus making it possible for us to give necessary care to many children. Mrs. M.L. Aaron served as first patron chairwoman, which became a most helpful source of additional funds that enabled us to care for children in public and parochial schools. Please mention public and parochial, because I wouldn't accept unless they did the parochial also, so that all could live healthful, happier, more useful lives. We are grateful to the many patron chairwomen in our schools, in our local schools, whose services were so helpful to this project. See, all the schools helped. We had 50 schools in local units that I visited, and they were all, I prevailed upon all of them to serve as a chairwoman of their particular schools. Maxine Aaron did it, Taylor Alderdice, then Rose Rashbaugh, who's now the president of our sisterhood. The names of these.
You got everybody involved, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It's remarkable. Even Mrs. Freehawk. See, here, I'm going ahead of myself. I don't want to do that.
Well, then go ahead and read what you can.
Let me read. I do it in a very mm-hmm. brief manner, but
succinct.
I touch upon everything that is of interest. I was elected by the Pennsylvania Congress of Parents and Teachers Incorporated to serve as publications chairman 1952 and served for 2 years. Oh, no, just a minute. Served for two terms, for 6 years. They were three-year terms.
Well, we haven't time for you to...
I'll be just a minute.
Depends on what you...
And the cooperation of the family.
Oh,
this was the inspiration. of my beloved husband. This was something I can say that really I owe him all that I did do here. Our publications are designed by eminent educators, specialists, and our own parent-teacher leaders to assist leaders in efficient procedure to encourage active membership participation and to arouse community service for all children. You see, this is my aim all through my life, and here too. To obtain service for all children in order to give every child the opportunity to live a full life satisfactory to self and to community. I taught in the summer leadership training sessions at East Stroudsburg, Indiana, Shippensburg, and Edinburgh State Colleges, also at Penn State and Chatham Colleges.
What subject did you cover on these?
Publications.
Oh, how to put out the publication for the parent-teacher organizations.
What they should do to obtain the best results for their children and for the cooperation with the schools. The new officers who attended our sessions were responsive to the need for usage of our helpful publications and agreed that systematic communication between the schools and homes must work together for the fulfillment of every child. See, this is my life interest. The gracious letters of appreciation from all areas of our state were my reward for time and effort spent on these leadership training sessions. Now I'm going to a new, so I'm telling you, the next thing is Mr. Lewis Block, President of the Jewish Family and Children's Service.
All right, now your next activity, you were involved in Jewish Family and Children's Service.
Right. Informed me that I was elected to serve on the board, 1948. I was assigned to serve on the Case Policy and Community Relations Committees. I served on these until 1951, when I was elected to serve as secretary until 1953, 3 years. I was chairman of the annual meeting at Hotel Roosevelt. I was pleased that Dr. Solomon B. Freehoff accepted my invitation to deliver the invocation at our annual meeting. Mr. Block reported it was an annual meeting that in addition to its regular social work, the Community Chest Agency helped to relocate 500 displaced persons in the Pittsburgh area.
Careful.
See, this is a brief resume of mine.
Oh, I see. In this resume, it says that...
Don't read it. I have it all here. I have it summarized.
All right.
Excuse me, dear. I
didn't That's all right. Perfectly all right. We're very happy to have your summary. It's so well organized.
President Dr. David Kurtzman assigned me, when Dr. David Kurtzman became our president, assigned me to serve on the Child Welfare Committee, 1958-59. Alice Grafner was chairwoman of this committee. We had a very interesting meeting at her home. I was also assigned to serve on the Bureau's Delegates Committee to the Health Committee of the Federation of Jewish Philanthropies. Doctors M.W. Rubinstein and Dr. David Kurtzman were also representatives on this committee. Jewish Family and Children's Service promotes and conserves wholesome individual family life. It was a rewarding experience for me to serve with such devoted leaders on such important projects to promote and conserve wholesome individual and family life for children, adults, and old people.
Was that Dr. N.W. Rubinstein, a little short fellow? aunt lived on Wyndham. I went to school with his daughter.
See, I thought this would be easier than see, sure. I've just made a little summary. You see what I've done? I've tried to save your time.
May we take those with us to refer to in our notes?
Please.
What, dear?
The things that you've written up.
Yes, if you wish to have them, it's okay. They're not very
because
nice.
It will. No, what will happen is we can pick out the highlights in order to index
it. I tell you, dear.
We index
it. I worked several nights till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Just preparing it.
With this cold, the writing,
oh,
I'm
my
ashamed
goodness.
Of the writing. Because
well, the
that.
Writing is absolutely yeah. beautiful and so legible. I mean, it'll be a marvelous thing for us to be able to
now
highlight.
Now I'm taking you to Brandeis University National Women's Committee.